Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. That is 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Welcome to Forging Fatherhood. My name is Chuck, and I'm joined, as always, by my good friend and brother in the Lord, Chase.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Good, dude.
Good. This is a podcast for fathers, by fathers. Chase and I essentially wanted to create a platform where we could dialogue as brothers about the triumphs and the setbacks that we face as young dads. Mm-hmm. We've both surveyed the cultural landscape and the general attitude towards fatherhood today, and we decided that we want to do as Jesus commanded and be beacons of light in this lost and dying world.
Yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge that we're definitely not speaking as experts by any means.
Right.
We're just two young fathers. We love the Lord, and we try to emulate him in all aspects of our day-to-day life. And as we tackle each topic here, we hope to encourage you, the listener, to love the Lord more, to embrace your masculinity, and to be a better man and father for those the Lord has entrusted to you. That's essentially the mission of this whole project that we have embarked on here at Forging Fatherhood.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, so we'll do a little introduction here. Like I said, my name's Chuck.
Yeah.
I've been married for 4 years now. It'll be 4 years in November. My wife and I have two lovely daughters. They are ages 3 and 1.5. The Lord saved me from my sin in around August of 2019. As far as work goes, I'm a blue-collar guy. I'm a project manager for a controls and an automation company. And we've been members at our church, Redeemer Bible Church, since around spring of 2022.
Blue-collar guy, huh?
Blue-collar.
That's what you
through
went with.
Through and through. Through and through, baby.
Project manager.
That's it.
Atta baby. Well, I'm Chase. I have been married to my wife for 6 years now. We have two boys.
I was there.
So quite the, you were there. I was there.
You were there.
For you.
That's true.
We were there.
You were at mine and I was at yours.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's usually how it works. I've got two boys, so polar opposites, which is a cool opportunity to get perspectives on two different types of home life, what that looks like,
mm-hmm.
two different sets of kids. The Lord saved me at age 12, and my path to sanctification has been definitely one with its own ups and downs, but I'm very grateful for where I'm at right now. We go to a small church in downtown Glendale called Pella Communities. Shout out, Pella Communities.
Right on.
But yeah, man. Me and Chuck have been friends for a good amount of time. So
yeah, you've seen me through my worst.
Sure. Yeah,
and that's it. Was we'll get into.
Yeah, the Lord has done quite the work in you, my friend. It was
Thank
touch
you.
And go there for a while.
Yeah,
I honestly wasn't sure if we were gonna stick through it. But
you stuck it
are.
Out, man. And I appreciate that because
yeah,
here we are.
Well, as we keep going, I got a question for you, and I think it would be a helpful question to kind of give people a background on, like, where we come from. What do you think prompted you to, I guess, what gave you the desire to embark on this kind of journey? I know we talked about it for a while, and we never really did anything about it, but I guess what's your inspiration for doing this?
Yeah, I think there's – that's a good question. Unfortunately, there's a lot of – there's a lot of talk about fatherhood, but there's not a whole lot of just average guys going about day-to-day life talking about how to be a good father. And so I think, like I said, things seem to be descending into more and more chaos, and you and I are just two average Christian guys that just work average jobs, and we just want to raise up children that know, love, serve, and fear the Lord. And I mean, we've had a lot of these conversations over the phone and have jokingly said, man, we should record this.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just, like I said, we're just average guys that we want to encourage fathers to, one, be good fathers, and two, to know, love, and serve the Lord. And so, I don't know. I think fatherhood is very important to both of us. I think fatherhood is the good fatherhood is the crux of a functioning society.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like you said, we're not experts, but we're growing each and every day. We repent from our mistakes when we make them, and we genuinely just want to be good fathers.
Yeah.
And we know that when a generation has good fathers, strong men and, you know, strong women are raised up, So that's yeah, essentially absolutely. My long-winded answer to that question.
Yeah, that's okay though.
Yeah.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head with regard to a flourishing society. You see present fathers, you see strong father figures, and arguably that's the one thing that affects most
all
bad aspects. Things happening,
yeah.
right? You
yeah,
see fatherlessness.
Yep.
And you can connect a lot of things to that.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you can follow data. Follow data and follow when the nuclear family starts to crumble, and you'll see crime rates increase. You'll see sexual degeneracy increase.
Yeah.
Everything crumbles when you have both bad fathers and when you have an absence of fathers.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to add on to that. I think there's a few things, right? And we live in a very unique time period. And I think there's always been that pushback for quite some time, and we're kind of just seeing it really take effect now, and that is the all-out war and attempted destruction on the father figure in general, right? Let alone a God-fearing guy that believes in the words that the Lord has given us on how to be a father, how to lead his family, how to shepherd his wife and his children, and how to run a household, like, as you said, the nuclear family.
Right.
But in addition to that, in addition to, I guess, like, the attack on manhood and fatherhood, the outright destruction of the family unit.
Right. Yeah, Satan doesn't really care about guys that give lip service to God's word. He really wants to attack guys that believe God's word
yeah.
and put it into action. And, I mean, take a look around.
For sure.
You know, like, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't even know what a woman is anymore.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's bad out there.
No, it's... And people... Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's... You ever watch... Like, you watch those videos. I don't know who does them, but and it doesn't matter. But, like, when people ask, like, hey, like, can you tell me what a woman is, right?
Right.
And, like, the moral and, like, mental gymnastics
yep.
they go through to They don't even have, like, an
right.
answer... an answer that defines their worldview. They have what they believe, and they
yeah.
just do gymnastics around
yeah.
the entire thing to try to come to a conclusion that supports
right.
their view.
Yeah,
it's delusional.
It is delusion, and we'll for sure get more into that.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about all this stuff. For
yeah,
sure. that's what we're here to do. We're in light of all of those things, in light of the culture, in light of. Just a completely fallen world that hates good fatherhood and what it looks like. That is the whole point of this. We want to build a community of strong fathers, strong men that love the Lord, because there is no fatherhood without the model of God the Father.
Amen.
And Christ.
Right.
And the church. There's
yeah.
there's nothing apart from that. Just like the simple word love. Like, love
mm-hmm.
comes from Scripture.
It has
we
a
don't
meaning.
Have love in this world without Scripture.
Right.
That's our definition of love, right?
Yeah.
It's the same. To me, it's synonymous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Well, look, that's our introduction. I'm going to leave you gentlemen with this. Be men of faith, honor, and valor. Love, lead, and rule well, all to the glory of God. We'll see you on the next one.
Till next time.